Elizabeth Elliot says, "I believe there is such a thing as self-esteem and self-image, but I do not think that it is something that you and I ought to be paying much attention to. I would much rather use the energy and the time that I have and direct it towards knowing God, worshiping God, loving God, finding out who He is, and daily praying that He will make me much more like Himself." Welcome to Gateway to Joy.
You are loved with an everlasting love. That's what the Bible says, and underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliot, and talking with you today again about that business of spanking. I get so many letters wanting clarification on what I mean by spanking, how do you do it, isn't it child abuse, etc., etc. So I thought, well, on one of our Friday programs, we need to clarify that again. Now, this woman had been receiving my newsletter, and she said, "In May of 1988, your newsletter came while I was in the hospital after delivering my first child, a beautiful little boy named Andrew. Do you remember the cover story? It was called A Child's Obedience. It is hanging inside the door of my kitchen cupboard where I've had many occasions to review the contents." And then she tells how when she held that newborn baby in her arms, it was almost impossible for her to believe that one day little Andrew was going to need a spanking. Though I knew in my heart that, like all of us, he would, I decided to put the article in a convenient place so I could find it when the day came. When little Andrew learned to crawl and get into no-nos, I followed the steps in your newsletter, even though it was hard to spank my baby's hands and hard to get up because of my knee. Here's a mother who has trouble with her knees, and so getting down on her knees was tough. Another woman writes and says, "My children range in age from 4 years to 11 years. I have to admit that I have struggled to come to grips with all the different child discipline theories that Christians have written about. I still come back to spanking as the most effective form of punishment. When I have heard you and your daughter Valerie talk, I heartily agree, but where I have problems is in how to give the spanking and the resistance my children put up. They ask, how hard will the spanking be? How many spanks will they get? Can they have a hug first? And then are still unwilling to bend over compliantly. I don't even feel I need to answer these questions for them, but they are questions in my own mind. Do you or Valerie have thoughts on this or experience that would speak to this problem? I end up getting angry in the giving of the spanking more than in the original offense." So this is my answer to Pamela. "It was encouraging to know that my program has been a help to you as a mother of four. Glad you still come back to spankings. It's a scriptural form of punishment." And let me put in here a parenthesis that you can find six or seven references to the use of the rod in the book of Proverbs. My letter goes on. "As for questions, first of all, I would sit down with all four of your children together and explain to them that spankings differ. The sins or offenses differ. The children differ in age. And you will not tell them in advance how many spankings they're going to get or how many swats. Tell them you love them and that they must trust your wisdom to give the right spanking at the right time, as hard as necessary. For any spanking, you can tell them that it must be hard enough to hurt. Otherwise, it is not a spanking. I would say, no, you will not give the hug first. The hug is like dessert. They have to eat the spinach first. For a small child, I would give the spanking with a ruler, a wooden spoon, or a paint stirrer. You take the little hand, open it, hold it flat, and give whatever number of whacks are necessary to make the child cry. Maybe only one will be needed, and that not very often. Once the child learns the principle. The switch, a thin little stick taken from a bush in the backyard, perhaps, works well on children up to 11, administered on the bare legs. So a spanking is given calmly, quietly, for a real offense that the child already knows is an offense. I would say that the first commands that a little child should learn, and this would come before he can speak, when he's 7 or 8 months old and he's learning to climb and pull himself up and grab things off the coffee table, the first commands that he must learn are come and no. No is the easiest one, because I think a child knows the word no long before he's 7 months old. When he goes for something that he must not touch, you look him straight in the eye, you speak his name, you say no in a calm, ordinary tone of voice. Don't scream, don't yell, don't talk baby talk. And you say it once. If he touches the thing after he's heard you say no, then you do as I've suggested for Pamela. Take the child's hand, open it, hold it flat, and give him one whack, or whatever's necessary, with the paint stirrer or the ruler to make him cry. Now, the child understands that language. And if you do it after only one command, you will not be training him that the first command is meaningless. When you repeat commands, you are training the child that you do not mean what you say until you raise your voice, or until you leap out of your chair and rush toward him shouting. And of course, this is the thing that makes a parent get angry, when the child disobeys. If the child disobeys after one time and then gets a spanking after the first time, then there's no reason for the parent to get out of control and angry. It's a dangerous thing to give a child a spanking when you yourself are upset. And if something has happened which has gotten you upset before you have the chance to spank him, then I would say you must cool off. Don't give the spanking right then. I think it's extremely important also to give the child a hug after you've spanked him and explain to him what he will not believe, but which nevertheless is important to explain. I did this, Johnny, because I love you. I love you too much to let you be a naughty boy. I love you. I want you to be a good boy. And so I'm going to spank you whenever you refuse to do what I tell you to do. Or you can do as Barb Tompkins so wisely does with her children. I see you have chosen a spanking. Whenever the child disobeys and does not come when you call him and goes ahead and touches what you tell him not to touch, he has chosen a spanking. And he must be told that 100 times, if 100 times are necessary. But the sooner you begin, the fewer spankings he will need to get, and the more quickly he will learn to obey. I have other letters here on spanking. This mother says, "What prompted me to write to you is this. You state that a person should not child-proof their home when children come along and that they should leave the Royal Doulton figurines out, etc. Well, I agree and disagree at the same time. I agree that a home should not be child-proofed because a child does need to learn to keep hands off when told. On the other hand, I'm not going to put myself through the pressure of having my expensive goodies where he can put his hands on them, and I might jump on him because of my concerns." Well, I'm glad for this question, too, because I certainly don't mean that you should put your $100 figurine on the coffee table. But by all means, put something on the coffee table that you do not want him to touch, even if it's only a cheap glass dish or something that you don't really care if it gets broken. But he needs to practice on something like that. Then, if he goes to grandmother's house or to a home where there is a Royal Doulton figurine, he will have had sufficient practice to know that he is not supposed to touch things like that. And if he heads toward it and you say no, then he will obey you. Another question. Please tell me if I'm missing something here. I have a 13-month-old boy. He knows what no means, and generally he listens. Things I am most concerned about are out of his reach, but there are other things he is not to play with. Because of a 1-year-old's desire to learn, I will let him touch them, but not move them. Since touching only holds a minimal amount of satisfaction, he does move them, and of course gets a thump on the hand. Well, I think this woman is expecting a bit too much of a 13-month-old to distinguish between touching and moving. I would not try to make that distinction. I would simply teach the child not to touch. Wait a little longer before trying to make the distinction between moving and touching. He leaves everything alone now most of the time because he knows I mean no when I say it. He is fine when we go to other people's houses. Well, I hope that's enough on the subject of clarification of spankings. God's Word tells us that we love our children when we discipline them, and that our Heavenly Father disciplines us because He loves us.
You've been listening to Gateway to Joy with Elizabeth Elliott, author of over 20 books, including Shadow of the Almighty, The Life and Testament of Jim Elliott. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.